Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
The Bert Show.
There is a correlation, apparently, between the Bert Show and Muppet characters that we will get into here in just one second.
We all are one, apparently. But really quick, Mo, I got a clarification question for you.
I think I might know what it is.
Yep. I got a DM, and I don't know if we are wrong or if the DM was wrong.
I think
Who's the DM from?
It's just a random listener.
We're right.
No, I don't think
they're
we
wrong.
Are.
I don't think so.
Okay, so yesterday we were talking about how your friends and your girlfriend are leaving you early to go away for the weekend for her birthday.
Yep.
And you told us that you're going to Panama City.
Right.
And we were like, oh, PCB, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to Panama City Beach, Florida? Are you going to Panama City, Panama?
So I don't know initials. So if there was a PCB thrown around, I probably thought it was a drug.
Okay.
But as soon as I got home, my lady was like, why did you let them think we're going to Florida? And I was like, what? Wait, is that what they thought? And she's like, yes, we're going to Panama. We're not going to Florida.
I'm so glad we're clarifying this because I thought it was so strange considering where you typically travel to. Like, you've been to Dubai recently. I saw that you were in South Korea. That I was like, PCB is kind of a step down.
Yes. I don't know why you thought Florida, but I didn't even catch it. The whole time, I'm like, I guess this is how they feel about Panama?
I just figured it was a weekend trip, a little jaunt, so I didn't even... it wouldn't be unusual, but as Abby said, considering, like, the long, week-long vacations you go on to, like, Thailand, this made sense.
But no, it doesn't... It still doesn't make sense to me because I'm like, Panama City, Panama? Like... That's not a weekend trip to me. You know what I'm saying? Like PCB, that's a weekend trip. Quick flight, in and out. So that's why I immediately wear it. Now, if you were going on vacation for a week, Panama City, Panama, then I would automatically go there. But okay, so Panama.
Panama.
So, yeah. You're going to one of the islands off of Panama, I'm guessing.
I'm going to Panama City, Panama. That
Panama
is all
City,
I know.
Panama.
I tell you, my lady does all these trips. In her mind,
gonna go visit the canal?
Yes, I guess. If it's a 4-hour or less flight to her, it's a weekend trip.
Apparently, we're about to take it back over with military force, so enjoy it down there.
Thank you.
Panama City, Panama. Huh.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm definitely not going to Florida.
Just a wee bit different.
No offense.
That's a lot different.
Oh, the DM from the listener was like, you guys are idiots.
She was like, what were y'all talking about? You're not going to Florida. I was like, I didn't say that.
It is the capital of Panama. I'm looking at it. It looks stunning. Yeah. Way better than Panama City Beach.
It looks beautiful. Okay. I've never been, but I've heard good things.
Have fun.
All right. Okay. Glad we cleared that up.
In sticking with weird here. Okay. Now we turn it over to Rebecca, who is literally wearing a Kermit sunglasses and Kermit outfit this morning.
Yeah, it was a great coincidence that I dressed up as Kermit this Halloween because it really fits the theme today. Well, Bert.
Yes.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Bert Show tonight.
All right, So the premise here is that every Burt Show member, every person, aligns with a Muppets character.
Well, I think every human being inherently has a Muppet inside of them.
Okay. Well, that sounds uncomfortable.
Just like the Muppets all have a human inside of them.
Got it.
Oh. Oh, got it.
So I've never taken anything more seriously in my life.
I can we obviously see that with you right now with your Kermit the Frog mask on.
Yeah. You guys all know I'm Gonzo. I told you yesterday in every level except physical, I am Gonzo the Muppet. Now it's time to let you know what member of the Muppets you are. But first, ground rules. What is a Muppet? Because this has been heavily debated online. In this case, as it pertains to this exercise, a Muppet is defined as any puppet character created by Jim Henson. Mm-hmm. So Sesame Street, Muppet Show, Labyrinth Goblins, it's all in there.
Okay.
I tried to keep it mainstream because I was going a little obscure, and I was like, I have to have this be fun.
Okay. Now, if I'm one of those cranky old dudes, we're going to have a problem.
They are in here.
That also includes Fraggle Rock, right?
Of course, the little freaks on Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through some rapid fire Muppet Burt Show members. Amber is Fozzie Bear.
Oh my God. Yes, she is.
Yeah, I can see that.
Stand up comedian, very enthusiastic. Brown. Katie is Ernie. Gay. His very, very kind. His drip is fire.
Have we established, has that been established that Ernie is gay? That's just a rumor, a blazing rumor.
No, I think they confirmed that Ernie and Bert are a couple, didn't they?
I think canonically that they are romantically entangled.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what we want to believe. Okay. You know what? That's what the Burt Show's saying. And we have journalistic integrity. Yeah.
Here's the official stance from Dr. Google. They are just best friends, okay. But the original writer wrote them as gay.
Right. That's what I remember. Yeah.
Historical longtime best friends. Okay. And roommates. Okay. Next up, it's a twofer. It's Jackson and Mikey. They are Statler and Waldorf.
They're the old cranky guys.
Yep, okay. The two hecklers of the Muppet Show. Like Jackson and Mikey, Statler and Waldorf have terrible opinions. They have terrible opinions and enjoy insulting their coworkers.
That is, all right, I see where you're drawing the connections.
Tommy is Cookie Monster.
Oh, yes, he is. Needs no explanation.
He wears that with pride.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah.
As a wise man once said, me want cookie. Me eat cookie. Nom, nom, nom. Next up, easiest one by far. Kaylee is Animal.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
So just for reference, I sit in the back studio with Kaylee every day for work, and this is what that sounds like every day. That's exactly what that sounds like.
That tracks.
Okay, Kristen.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to meet your Muppet?
Bring it.
Kristen, you are the Swedish Chef.
I don't remember that game.
I don't either.
I'm glad you said that because, Kristen, would you please repeat after this?
Eerily close.
It's uncanny. It's uncanny. Yeah, I fear the Swedish Chef is sitting right next to me.
However, I will not chase chickens with knives. That's just cruel. But okay, I'll take it.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
Bert.
Yes.
You are Sam the Eagle.
I don't know that I know Sam the Eagle.
my Muppet printouts are a little over mess, so I have a photo somewhere. But Sam the Eagle is the blue American eagle. He is like sort of serious, but he fancies himself the moral center of the Muppets. He is responsible for the well-being of the troop, disciplined, a patriot. And he also threatens to retire from the show all the time. Yes. Very familiar. Okay, Mo.
Yeah.
Mo.
Who is Mo?
I had a lot of trouble figuring out who Mo is, and I'm actually of two minds. Yeah, I have two answers, and I want you guys to tell me what you think is correct. Because on one hand, I think Mo is Elmo, while Elmo is a toddler. And Mo is a grown man. They're both proud New Yorkers.
That's a fact.
Very close with their families.
I'm not ticklish, though.
Challenge accepted.
Let's do it.
I believe they both speak in third person because what is in the moment if not Elmo's world? But I have another controversial idea, and that is that Mo is not a Muppet.
What?
Mo is the one human star in every Muppet movie who is surrounded by Muppets, who can't believe what nonsense the Muppets have got him in.
Yes. We are the annoying ones.
Yeah.
You are the annoyed.
Got it. Okay. Yep. I heard a star. I'm all set.
Man or Muppets, kind of your choice.
I'll take the man. Give me the man.
Next up, Abby is Beaker.
Which one's Beaker?
Beaker is the little freak that goes, me, 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 me.
He's always with the scientist.
Yes.
But literally the only thing he could beep, me, me,
yeah.
He's a big yapper.
Yep.
Exists in a constant state of fear.
he's so catastrophic.
Yeah. Has his own flavor of comedy and is also the victim of various wild experiments on the Muppet Show, very similar to Abby in her tenure with the cramp simulator, ice bath, Delta 9 gummies. And
true.
Finally, Cassie is Oscar the Grouch.
She has reason to be lately.
Okay, for a number of reasons, excluding her personality.
Is the RV or trash?
She lives outside. She prefers not to leave her quote-unquote house, but enjoys a thriving and vibrant interpersonal life within the confines of the metal container she calls home.
Accurate.
So, you guys feel good?
Well done. Yes. Well done. At first, I thought the premise was weak, but you nailed it, man.
You did.
You really nailed
Somebody
it.
Somebody understood the Muppet assignment. Good.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Job.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Timothy Chevrolet got fined for attending his own movie premiere in London this week. Did you guys see videos of him on the TikTok?
No.
Of him arriving to the premiere of A Complete Unknown in London.
You're talking about Timothy Chalamet, one of the greatest actors of your time.
I'm talking about Timothy Chalamet, that skinny white boy who's in all the movies that I go to see.
And this one's about Bob Dylan. It's just like a Bob Dylan biopic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a Bob Dylan biopic, which he's allegedly done an incredible job of portraying. He's gotten rave reviews for being in this film.
And he just shows up on a Lime scooter or something?
He showed up on a Lime bike to his own film premiere. Uh-huh. If you see the videos, it's so funny. He literally gets on the red carpet wearing his, you know, premiere outfit. He's on the Lime bike and he took this very eco-friendly option, presumably because he needed to beat traffic. I don't know what was going on in London that day, but he needed to take a different mode of transportation that wasn't a Sprinter van or a limousine, and he ended up parking it wrong. So allegedly,
park a bike wrong.
The only thing I could think of is like when you park it out of the zone. Have you ever been on one of these things?
No, like the,
So you have a certain like region that you can stay in, and the Lime, based on where you are in your location, will immediately turn off if you go out of that zone. So that's the only thing I can think of.
So I'm assuming he parked it out of the wrong zone because apparently he got fined up to $79 for the violation. So
$79.
Let's start a GoFundMe for our boy Timmy because I know that's really going to hurt his pocketbook. All right, on to serious entertainment news. We have an update on that Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively multiple lawsuit thing that's going on. So we know right now that Justin Baldoni has one lawsuit against the New York Times specifically for publishing Blake Lively's complaint that she filed in California in order to get the litigative process started. In order to get a lawsuit, you have to file a complaint. So she filed the complaint in California, and then the New York Times apparently, allegedly, maybe got it from her, leaked it, and then he decided to take legal action against them. But his attorney, Brian Friedman, has said that he plans to sue Blake Lively into oblivion. Like, those are his exact words. Wow. So whatever lawsuit they plan on filing against her, like, I am, not to be like I'm excited to see it, but those are some fighting words. Heck, like, yeah. What do they have against her? So now there's been new evidence that actually people on social media brought to the surface that I talked about on this show, the Deadpool and Nice Pool clips. So if you missed it, Nice Pool is like the antithesis of Ryan Reynolds's character Deadpool. Deadpool's kind of like this anti-hero, superhero type deal, and Nice Pool apparently is mocking Justin Baldoni. There are all these clips that, now knowing what their beef is about between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, where he's like talking about like, where's the intimacy coordinator, and talking about how quickly Lady Pool got back into shape and having a baby. It looks like this is a direct poke at Justin Baldoni. Well, now Brian Friedman, his attorney, has sent a letter to Disney executives asking for any documents, any relevant documents and data with regards to Justin to be retained so that they can potentially use it in a lawsuit against Blake Lively to prove that they were bullying him and trying to intimidate him with this character in Deadpool versus Wolverine. So a little update for you there.
I'm just trying to understand, as I watch the clips, and it seems very apparent, like there's plausible deniability there, because they made it like it's very obvious to us that this was a dig at Baldoni, right? I identify as a feminist, blah, 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 all that stuff. But why, with everything else going on, why is Justin wasting his time on going after this?
Well,
is it proving his theory that they were, this is like a calculated attack against him?
Well, his attorney spoke out and said, listen, if my wife was getting sexually harassed by somebody, if my wife was getting sexually harassed at work by a coworker, I'm not making fun of something that serious in my own film.
Okay.
So I think does it feel a little like a weak argument? Yes, absolutely. But I think his intention is, if Blake Lively's claims are true, why are they mocking this guy that allegedly did these horrible things to Blake?
Okay. So he is acting to me like a guy that truly is trying to protect an authentic reputation. This is just my impression. Like, when you're taking a look at the court of public opinion in the beginning, where I was sort of like, he's wrong, she's wrong, he's wrong, she's wrong. For me now, it's like, man, she's really out of line.
That's how I feel. And it's kind of apparent at this point that I'm like pretty biased against this case, because I read both cases. I read both the complaint and the lawsuit against the New York Times from Justin Baldoni. We have no idea what's going to happen in this case. There could be more evidence from Blake Lively that could totally change our opinions around. So I'm trying to do my best not to be biased. But yeah, I feel like Justin has a really big case against these two Hollywood elites. All right, Drake is bringing another lawsuit, speaking of litigation, over the Not Like Us song from Kendrick Lamar, but I'll tell you why this one is different than the others he's previously started. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to obsess about it. And I'll know if there's something to worry about as soon as I open up the door later on today. I got one of those annual physicals planned.
Oh,
you know,
is it digit time?
I don't know.
What door are you opening up? The back one?
That's the one I'm worried about.
Oh,
and you know, man, in a second, you get to a certain age, man, and you got to get tested for prostate cancer. You open that thing up, and if they've got the paper towel and the pound of gel and the rubber glove, that it's not going to be 30 seconds that I'm going to enjoy it all. And I'm very sensitive in that area.
Damn.
Misery loves company. Would you like me to make you feel a little bit better?
Well, it depends what you're going to do.
Yeah. So apparently, I have to get my first colonoscopy this year.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather do the colonoscopy. You remember that my doctor gave me the option. I walked in there one time for the annual.
Yeah.
And I said, well, rather than you do that with your finger, can I just go in and have the colonoscopy? And he's like, that's, you're going under anesthesia. Uh-huh. And I said, stop right there. Exactly.
You had me at anesthesia.
Yeah, because I like going under anesthesia. So I took the colonoscopy over the finger every single day.
save all of that. We can never play it again, but save it. Yeah. And I'm like, I need to schedule it. This is the year that I have to get it done. And I'm not going to say I'm terrified, but I am.
Nah.
I am not looking forward to it.
The colonoscopy itself is super easy because you really are asleep for 20 minutes. Oh, propofol. Wow. It's the night before.
Drinking all that stuff.
And you have to completely drain your insides. You are hanging out in your bathroom all night long. That part sucks. You wake up in the morning and it's sleep time, baby.
Do you know what I love to? You know how I love weighing myself before and after I use the bathroom?
That's
going to
be one of your best days of your life. Seriously.
Can we bet on it?
Yes. We'll get closer. We should all bet on the weight differential.
Over under.
How much crap I'm able to release from my body. That is 1,000% going to be a bet on this show.
So nowadays, though, with a lot of these prostate exams, they can tell by your blood tests if there's a problem or not. So it's far less evasive.
Because they're filling for a polyp, right?
I don't know what they're filling. I don't ask questions.
All I can say is really creepy watching your finger and your super long fingernail just waggle back and forth like that.
Look,
Kristen.
Dude,
And
I've told you guys before, my doctor is a tall guy with very long fingers.
Oh, man.
I'm fairly certain he's lost a watch up there before.
Better be a Rolex.
I think maybe his wedding ring. He told me to come back in and use the metal detector on
it. When somebody is deciding what practitioner or doctor they want to use, you think men go in and be like, show me your hands.
I will now.
Find the littlest guy you can.
Be like, give me a high five. And then as they come in, like you're just analyzing how long their fingers are.
If it's a high four, you're good.
Now, really quick, for the digital rectal exam, they are looking for lumps, hard spots, or an enlarged prostate.
Okay.
That's what they're
twirling around.
That's what they're looking for.
And you know, as soon as you open up that door and you see the instruments, that dang it. Oh man.
Is that today?
It's today, right after the show. Oof. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Unless you want me to do it in here now.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
One of those self exams.
Kristen, get yours out of the way.
Can we
do it together. Mutual support.
All right, today is Thursday. It is follow up Thursday. And an apology was lingering there because she felt like she really ruined her brother and sister in law's wedding. Mo's got the recap.
So Ava had a little too much to drink at her brother's wedding. And yeah, she ruined everything because she interrupted the maid of honor speech. Mm-hmm. Dancing incredibly inappropriately, smashing the cake in the couple's face, and it went on and on. She was remorseful the next morning, but her brother wasn't very forgiving. The two hadn't spoken for years. Ava wanted to make things right, so she reached out to us for help. Her goal was pretty clear, was to clear the air with an apology and invitation to her upcoming wedding. So we reached out to her brother, and he didn't want to reconcile if his wife wasn't on board. So did Ava's brother ever reach back out to her?
Here's the update. Hello, Bert Show. Surprise, surprise. My brother and his wife.
surprise.
That's exactly what I thought of when I saw it. My brother and his wife did attend my wedding. I made this possible with the power of our parents. I enlisted my mom's help to contact my brother and keep sending him my messages. They finally relented and we set up a lunch. Just me, my brother, and his wife. When we sat down, I immediately burst into tears.
Good plan. Tears, good.
The truth is, I really missed him. I thought I had forgiven myself for my behavior at his wedding, but I was still mortified and knew I would carry that shame until I finally got his forgiveness. I apologized profusely and told them how much I missed them and formally asked them to be at my wedding. They softened a lot when they saw me crying, though I could tell my sister-in-law was still very unhappy with me. They didn't say yes to attending at first, but they did agree to meet my fiance. That meeting happened soon after and went so well. My brother and husband hit it off so well, and I really think that's what finally convinced them to say yes. But there was a caveat. My brother told me he wanted to speak at the rehearsal dinner. I felt a little suspicious that they might be plotting something, but I agreed to it anyway. The night of the rehearsal dinner came, and by that point, I had forgotten all about my brother's speech. I was just busy being the bride. Well, when the speeches started, things took an immediate turn. My mom gave her speech, and then it was my sister-in-law, not my brother, who grabbed the mic. She started the speech by saying she was so happy to have met my fiance after not having spoken to me for years. Then she broke down why we hadn't spoken. She ran down the laundry list of all the things I had done at their wedding, including but not limited to the twerking on guests, photo bombing, smashing cake, and just being extremely drunk in general. People didn't really know how to react. The nervous laughter quickly and ended quickly once they realized she was being serious. After proudly listing off all my bad behavior, she ended her speech by saying, "Ava, I'm so happy that I was able to participate on your big day. My gift to you is my long overdue forgiveness." And then she sat down with a big smile on her face. Did I feel humiliated? Yes, but I still hugged her and thanked her. The rest of that night was definitely awkward, but no one wanted to bring it up to me, the bride. The next day, they both were on their best behavior, and the ceremony and reception went off without a hitch. It might be crazy, but I'm happy they were there. I feel like her revenge was justified, and at least it was just the rehearsal. Our relationship isn't amazing, but we're cordial, and I'm happy to finally have my brother back in my life. Cheers, Ava.
This isn't over. You want to believe it's over, but the repercussions of this are always going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, it's not over. And I see where the sister-in-law is coming from, where she's been holding on to this resentment for years. And she, I guarantee you, has fantasized about the moment that she has gotten to humiliate you on your big day, just kind of like how you did on hers. But I still feel like two wrongs don't make it right. So I feel like you are still at some point going to have some other kind of conversation. I feel like the tension is still going to be brewing between you two. So just prepare yourself for that. But I'm glad things are good for now.
Yeah, this feels like to me, like this is something the sister-in-law is never going to be able to get over. Mm-hmm. Like she says that, but this is going to continue to rear its ugly head. And I just like, if you're going to forgive, then forgive. It shouldn't be like forgive with strings attached, like doing this at the, like obviously what she did at her brother's wedding was heinous and ruined the day, and the bride has every right to be upset. But like doing that at the like rehearsal dinner, that wouldn't make me feel good. So that wouldn't make me feel better about the situation.
I'm usually a fan of a little bit of petty, but that just seems wrong. Right. Like you said, if you're going to forgive, fully forgive. But to say, all right, I got to get you back one more time before we're okay, that just feels disgusting.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so Mo thinks he violated the legacy of his family. What did you do?
I don't think. I know. I think I'm actually being haunted by the legacies of lost loved ones in my family and in my lady's family. And I really think this is a thing, and I don't know how to fix it.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's heavy, and it all came from me trying to do a good thing that turned terribly wrong.
Good deed goes unpunished?
There you go. Mm-hmm. You know it. The saying that Bert hates is so true. And so, okay, we were in Thailand bringing in the new year. And as we were on the beach, I saw that in Thailand, they're really big on sending, like, I'm not exactly sure what you call them, but like little kites into the sky. you know, like you light a fire.
Oh, the lanterns.
The lanterns. Uh-huh. And then they go into the sky with messages and mm-hmm. things of that nature. So when the couple of days before the new year, my lady had made a comment about, I've always wanted to do that. Like, you know, her dad passed away. She's mm-hmm. she was really close to her dad. So she's like, this is something I've always wanted to do.
Those are harder to pull off than it looks.
Well, I learned.
Oh, okay. Is this where we're going?
This is where we're going.
I was burned down an Airbnb one night.
So this is not just a me thing.
Maybe it's just a you and me thing. Okay. But yeah, it went horribly wrong.
Man. So I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, I'm going to do something really nice for her. I took a note of it. And then I found a way to set it up to where we can do it like right after the new year. And one, I didn't realize how many people had this same exact idea, because initially when we saw it, it was like a table. It didn't look as chaotic. It looked like really simple, something really nice. So I meet with the lady and she tells me, meet us here at this table at a certain time right after New Year and I'll take care of it, whatever you guys need. So I'm like, perfect. So she has no idea this is happening. I'm like, aww. I'm ready to surprise her. I'm like, this is going to be fire. So we get there, the new year comes in, fireworks goes off, everything is great. And then so I go to the lady and she's like, oh, I got your section all set up for you. So she gives us like these notepads where you can write down whatever you want to write to whomever you want to write. And so my lady takes hers and I know she's going to write to her dad. So she writes this really nice message, gets it ready for her dad. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write to my grandmother and my best friend, make a really nice message about it and get it out to them. So I'm watching everyone else in this area on the beach do the same exact thing. And I don't know why, but when they were doing it, it seemed so easy, right?
As far as just lighting it and watching just, it just gently just float up into the sky.
So gently and just so, and I'm like, this is, you can see all of them going up like one by one, taking off and everybody looking at it and hugging and kissing. And I'm like, oh, this is so amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. So then the lady goes like, all right, are you ready? So I'm thinking like, she's going to do it. And she's like, no, like you do it. Like that's the whole point of it. So I'm like, okay, so she gives us one lighter, and I'm like, do you have another one? And then my lady is like, no, do it for us. Like, take care of it. So I'm like, all right, I got this, no problem.
Now,
so
your manhood's on the line now also.
All of it is
because she's saying, be a man.
Exactly, right? This was your idea, you're doing this for me, get it off the ground.
So now you are responsible for getting your lady's message to her deceased father.
Do you understand the pressure? Okay. See where I'm at with this, right? This is a pressure I didn't realize I signed up for. Okay. So in this moment, I'm like, all right, I got this. How hard could it be? So I get it prepared. I do everything she tells me to do, step by step, unfold it, put the letters in, boom. And then I don't know why, but every single time I tried to light this thing, instead of it going straight up like everyone else's did, it's just going to the left and to the right. So at first, I'm trying to do it like gently. And then every time I would go to try to light it, the wind would pick up. Mm-hmm. It was like right on time. And so I couldn't get it. So now I'm starting to get a little frustrated, right? I'm trying to look at her like, yeah, I'm sweating a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, I got it. And she's looking at me like, okay. And to the point, then it just like a explosion kind of happens. Like it whoosh. And then it takes off. But it takes off straight. So I'm like jumping over people and other people are trying to light theirs. I'm bumping into them by accident trying to catch it because it's about to go in the water. So I'm on the sand. I don't even have on like beach attire. I'm running on the sand to try to catch. It's a mess. So then the other lady comes and she tries to help me. She tries to grab it. She can't. She falls in and falls like in the water.
Oh, God.
So now it's wet. So at this point, I'm over it. I'm like, I'm done here. Without, like, this is just not going to work. And then finally, they felt so bad that they get me a new one. And they're like, no, we can't let you leave like this. I messed up the new one. I couldn't get the new one off the ground. And we finally got it in the air. And it got maybe 10 feet up. And then it just was like, nah. I think they're going to haunt me for this, man.
I think her dad was up there blowing it back down. Yeah, you're going to have to earn this one.
Set, right? Bro. I don't know if I accept you yet.
The Burt Show.
I wouldn't be afraid of AI if I were you guys, because it's here to stay. And it can really enhance your life in a lot of ways. It can also be very, very dangerous, as we've seen online also recently. Just, you know, when you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, if you do that kind of thing, you can see a lot of AI distortion when it comes to the LA wildfires. Some of the stuff you're seeing isn't even happening. It's not even there. I mean, it's bad enough. But then to go ahead and use AI to make it look worse than it really is, I mean, that's the bad part. part. The good part of it is, let me give you an example of how it can be used for great reasons, and then I'm going to give one to Abby that I'm really curious if it develops into this area. So the good part. So on your, if you have an Apple Watch, then you have a phone, you have apps on there that tell you about your health, how you are every single day. And it sort of rates your health, how your body is reacting to certain things. And for me, I'm really focused on my cardio fitness. And on your watch, you can tell how healthy your heart is. So forget about how you look, your muscles and all that. The one muscle that really counts is your heart, because if you don't have that, none of it else matters, right?
How can a watch do that? And how accurate is it?
Well, that's the controversy, is some will say it is, others will say it's not. So I would get something more advanced if you're going to look at that measurement. Yeah. But for me, I'm taking a look at it and I'm using it to increase my cardio fitness score, right? So if it's right or not, I want it improved. So for AI the other day, I said, look, my cardio fitness score is this right now. I want it to be this in 6 months. Here are my heart rate zones. Put together a workout for me every single day that will get me from here to there. And in 5 seconds, it spat out a cardio workout for me to do every single day to achieve my goal in 90 days.
You know what you just did? Every personal trainer listening to this was like,
oh no. So it can be used for great ways, right? The one that I'm really curious about is in dating in a couple of years. Let me tell you why I think this is going to be a thing. So I have a Richie Rich friend that is single. He's so rich that he is on these dating apps also, but he's too busy to actually go through the profiles himself or even write the profile himself. So he has his assistant, a real life assistant, put together a profile for him, and he takes a look at the profile and says, yeah, that looks good. And then she puts it up on all these different apps and she does all the swiping. She's the one behind the scenes filtering out all of these women that she thinks are either right or wrong for him. And then at the end of the week, she goes, hey, you know what? Of these 40 people, I think these are the three that you would really match with well. So she's the one doing everything, but she's responding to these women as though she is him.
I mean, nobody's going to know him better than his personal assistant.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. So I don't begrudge that. And it's one thing to do the bios and it's one thing to do the swiping. However, if he wants to find a meaningful relationship, like if that's what he's searching for, he has to do the conversations.
I don't know that that's true, but let's take it one step further, right? Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, who knows? So you say, who knows him better than his personal assistant? AI will probably end up knowing this guy better than his personal assistant based on all of the documents that he can share with AI, everything in his life. When you open up your AI to all your photos and everything, it's going to know you so well that my hunch here is that his AI assistant or anybody's AI at some point is going to start matching with other people's AI and they will put you guys together.
That needs to be like a Lifetime movie romance where the two AIs actually just end up falling for each other.
Right. But, that's a good point.
Yeah, so do you have to be in a relationship at any point?
Do you have to do any work?
But do you want, I mean, an AI, I do believe, can be used for good and can help you out. But I don't want AI knowing that much about me, personally.
I know that you're very protective of your info, but it probably knows more about you than you already know that it knows. So if you are into that,
from gathering information on the internet.
If it's on the internet, your AI will scoop it up and it will build a profile of you. So why not have AI find another person that, based on all the evidence that we have online, that you would be a good match? Your AI links up with their AI, and then eventually the two of you guys meet in public.
I think the one thing we've learned about AI is that it does feel like it kind of sucks the humanity out of things.
Yes.
Like, sure, you can have like an AI generated song that sounds like Drake and it can be pretty good, but there's still like something that's missing. And I feel like the same thing will happen with AI, where it's like you can't really copy somebody's sense of humor. Like, I was having a conversation with somebody over the weekend where I was like, literally an AI could never replicate these kinds of references and like jab like little pokes at them. So do I think I see it happening in the future? Like, sure. I just don't know if
it's going to be fully successful to where you don't have to be a part of the process.
Just keep in mind that we are on the infant stages of AI right now. So what you're seeing now is going to be so much more advanced in another year, year and a half, that I think it will be able to make those jokes.
I knew this sounded familiar. There was a Black Mirror episode about this.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, back in 2017.
That AI falls in love with each other, or they just set each other up?
They set each other up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is an AI-powered dating program, and as soon as you get matched with somebody, it'll give you like an expiration date on the relationship. It was a fascinating episode. I'm like, God, this sounds familiar. And sure enough, there was a Black Mirror episode about it.
Huh.
This might just be me, but I know dating is frustrating, but I feel like I would still want to play the role of finding my person and feeling like I had something to do with that.
But think about when Abby comes in here and she's talking about all the time that she's spending on these losers online, all the time that it takes researching them and swiping them and then going online and trying to find out about them and then going on the actual date only to find out another hour of her time was wasted. It's more of a time issue. So your AI knows you so well. Their AI, it's just a time saver.
I get that.
Then I think you get into conversations, and this might be too deep, about free will and humans just being a set of data points. Like, I think we're more than just what AI knows about us. We have deep thoughts and feelings that maybe aren't documented, and you may miss out on your perfect person because you're just being matched on data.
I wouldn't mind for AI to take over Hinge's most compatible options. I don't know if you know about this, but like Hinge will update your most compatible each day. And I don't know what kind of data points they're using to match people, but they always put me with these gremlin looking fools. And I'm like, can AI at least look at me and be like, yep, she's a six. Let's pair her with another six. Oh yeah, she talks like once a week on this app. This guy talks once a week on the app. I feel like that would be very useful in the sense like you can kind of see somebody's dating trends, how often they go on the app, how much they get liked. Use it for that, but let me handle the talking.
I'm so glad I'm going to be dead by the time all that happens. That's all a reality.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at JonesTopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.